Coming up on episode 51 of The Unscrewed Mind, Rusty and I are talking about overcoming fear. I list my top three fears, or at least what I feel like are everyone's top three fears. We talk about 10 steps to overcoming fear, brought to you by Tony Robbins. We talk about Rusty's weight loss in his week 3 update. Rest in peace, Bob Proctor, and my tire buying experience. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to The Unscrewed Mind, episode 51. Today's episode is all about a subject that is near and dear to my heart. It's been on my mind a lot lately, and certainly something that's guided me throughout my life. And today's topic is overcoming fear. Here's where I want to start, Rusty. And I think that most people suffer from fear in their life. And I think that there are three main fears. Now, it's very possible that there are more than three, or I've left one that would be in someone else's top three off of my list. So if you out there feel like I missed one, feel free to put it in the comment section down below, and we'll discuss it there. Now, here are my top three fears. Number one is the fear of the unknown. So this is, for me, this is anything outside of my comfort zone. This is anything new, a new experience. All of it is to absolutely be feared and to be avoided because I am totally afraid of it. Second one is the fear of rejection. This is being afraid to be told no, either personally or professionally, because we all know how bad that feels. And of course, it's to be avoided. And then the last fear I have down is the fear of failure. So this to me covers embarrassment. This covers doing something stupid, making a mistake, being afraid to fall short, or letting you or someone really close to you down. So those are my three main fears that I feel like guide, you know, just about every behavior out there. Again, if I left one off, feel free to comment below. And Rusty, what do you think of my top three fears? Any comments on those? And then is there anything you feel like I left off the list?
I think that all of them, I mean, the fear of the unknown is so true. I think that just changing daily habits, changing your environment, moving to a different city, changing a job, all of that is just all unknowns. And it's so comforting for everyone to stay in those things. And they think that they get into the habit of thinking that nobody else will think I'm as good as this current thing thinks that I am. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's a relationship or it's a job or it's a, like I said, a city. So I think that's a really great one. The fear of rejection, I think, goes into, I think both the fear of rejection and the fear of failure, both are really closely tied together because you can look at those things from a judgmental standpoint mm-hmm. and think, you know, you don't want your significant other or somebody else in your life to judge you or reject you or make fun of you for the things that you're doing. And ultimately, if it leads to failure, the backlash that you'll feel from it, not necessarily what they say, because that's not as important as the feeling that you get from it. And being able to, you know, keep all of those, you know, the goals that you have, keeping them to yourself or keeping or letting only those that you know that aren't scared of those goals, people that are supportive of those goals, know those goals. Because sometimes people will, or not sometimes, always people will react with their own fears. And we've talked about that so many times. Mm-hmm. And if you're asking somebody that's not going to do it themselves, you're going to get the wrong answer and it's going to shut you down. So I think those are all great.
You know, and remind me that we need to talk about that later, because I had someone shut me down, something that I was really excited about. And Yeah, we should chat about it. So, Rusty, you've always struck me, and I mean, always, you do right now. You strike me as a very confident person. I don't know that you're afraid of anything. I really don't. So I'm curious. You're certainly not afraid of the same things I'm afraid of. So I'm curious, what do you do to power through that feeling that says, I don't know if this is something that I should do, or I don't know if this is something that I'm good at? Like, how do you push through that fear and try something new, or call that new place, or move to a new city? Like, what's something that you tell yourself, or how do you get yourself to move?
Well, thank you for the compliment there. You know, some people might call it stupidity, but, you know, I think that it's more about just the confidence that was instilled in me from a young age. And, you know, my parents were super supportive of me. I was an only child. And, you know, there's two sides to this coin, because a lot of people, when they hear that you're an only child, or they'll even ask if you're an only child sometimes,
because they know,
because of the, the confidence that's exuded from an only child. And it's like, you know, it's something that they don't possess, so they attack it. Uh-huh. And that's something that I really didn't understand, is people would be upset that they didn't have that experience, and that's why they would come after me on it. And so I don't know. I've always kind of felt like that, you know, I've got something else with me, and that I'm protected, and that I can do it. And I really didn't understand what that was until finding out about the law of attraction, the spirituality piece, and just making the connection with God and those things. Because we've talked about this before, I went to a private school, went to a Christian school, all that kind of stuff. But you always felt like, or I always felt like, that God was outside of me, that God was something that's not directly helping me, or not paying attention to what I'm doing, but just, there's a set of laws, and you must follow these laws. And if you don't follow these laws, then everything's bad.
Right.
And so, and then you hear that you've got free will and stuff. So I think the main thing is believe in yourself, and don't let anybody else change your opinion about yourself. That is the number one thing. And, you know, when people would tell me that I couldn't, it was kind of a fun challenge for me to show them how inaccurate they were.
And you would go to great lengths to prove that someone was not accurate.
You know? Oh yeah. Probably not the best of intentions on that one. So, not saying that that's the best way to handle things, but I do know that believing in yourself and not taking other people's negative feedback about you personally is definitely something that everyone should do.
Those are both very good words of advice. So I want to wrap up with 10 steps, right? How to overcome fear. 10 steps to overcome fear. I ripped this off directly from Tony Robbins's website. I didn't have a lot of room on the bottom of the page, so I don't have a whole lot of notes on what he meant by any of this stuff. You can go to his website and check it out. But here are the 10 steps. Step one, identify your fear. I think before you overcome your fear, you need to know what it is you're afraid of, right? Recognize fear can work to your advantage. You know, sometimes being scared is a good thing, because it helps you to prepare. Sit with your fear, right? Don't repress those feelings. Create goals that are musts. I really like this one, because if it's something that you're passionate about, there's nothing scary enough to hold you back. Recognize excuses. That little voice inside your head that says, ooh, they're gonna do this, or people are going to think that. That's just an excuse to stop moving. Make sure that you're identifying those. Surround yourself with success. And in parentheses here, I have proximity power. If you're in a group of successful, powerful people, confidence is something that you're going to get from them, but also too, you're going to understand that there's anything you want to do, you can get done. Have a growth mindset is number seven. Obviously, if you have a growth mindset, you are not going to be satisfied with sitting still, and you won't be scared to move when you need to. Learn from pain is eight. Visualize is nine. And number 10, learn to accept failure, because a lot of times from failure comes what you need to learn to succeed the next time. Anything stick out in your mind on those top 10?
You know, surround yourself with successful people is, when I first hear that, I think immediately about money from a successful standpoint. But I know that that's not really accurate, because you have to surround yourself with people that are successful in every area that you're interested in. So if you want to have a family, that's great. If you want to do, you know, whatever the success thing is that you're going after, and it's not just money based, because everybody talks about you need to surround yourself with people that make money, a certain amount of money, and then you'll make that amount of money if you're surrounding yourself with people like that. Just make sure that those people also have your same values and your same morals, because you could end up going down a road that you don't want to go down. But, you know, most of the time you're divinely guided to the person. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about that as much. And, you know, I always get a feeling about somebody if it's somebody that I shouldn't be around or shouldn't mesh with, or I don't mesh with. And I'm not talking about just something that they say and I don't like. I'm just saying, in general, you know, you get an ease or an uneasy feeling when you're around people. Mm-hmm. And so just pay attention to those things and look at their whole life and not just the window. So if you're watching somebody online that's telling you all these tips on how to do things, do they really, okay, they may know about that, but do they know about what you want from a family standpoint too? So just pay attention to your surroundings and everything that you're consuming.
To wrap up overcoming fear, you know, that's basically, you know, the three fears that I feel are the biggest in my life and probably the biggest in most people's lives. We're going to spend some time talking about a few more topics on the rest of this podcast episode. So don't forget to check us out wherever you get your podcasts at The Unscrewed Mind. And thanks for watching and listening. All right, now on to the new episode, or on to the rest of the episode. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rusty, let's hear your hear Rusty's weight loss journey update. Number three. All right.
Okay, so weight loss update number three is kind of hurting my heart just a little bit, because I'm only down 1 pound, but I will say that the shirt I'm wearing would literally fit me like a sock that was too small prior. So that's the good news. So I'm at 303, and I have been doing some workouts and things. So I'm thinking that possibly some muscle building slash maybe water retention is what has prevented a larger drop on the scale, but still super happy with the results I'm seeing.
So quick question, are you going to change anything going into this next week? Any plans to add more exercise, change up the diet? Like, what are we thinking?
Yeah. So I've been doing a Apple Fitness videos. I'm going to do one of those daily and just add that to my routine and see how that works out. They definitely make you sore. So it's a pretty good time though.
Dang. Any chance we could get like a before and after video where you kind of give us a
doing the video,
like an idea of like, how bad it sucked or how bad it hurt or whatever.
Yeah. And you know, it's really, they're just so range too. You can do anything from a dance one to, one that's focused on strength. So you're not going to get your heart rate way up, but you're just going to do tight, slow movements. So it'll just be dependent on the type of video I do. But yeah, most definitely going to try to do a strength one every day. And I may go ahead and do two different ones. I don't know yet.
I like the sound of that. I'm motivated just hearing you say you're going to work out twice a day. That's freaking awesome.
Well, I was thinking three times a day, but if you're going to limit me. No, right. I'm just kidding.
Let's go five. Why not work out five times?
Just don't even do anything but work out.
Right.
Feel right. Like, hey, wow.
So I saw you drinking out of that cup. Think, believe, do. Yes. Last week, I believe it was last week.
I can't remember who actually drew this, but I do know that this is Bob.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. So we lost Bob Proctor last week. So a lot of what we talk about and a lot of the reason why we talk about this is because of you coming across Bob, you know, probably kind of like accidentally a couple of years ago. So I don't know if you want to say a few words, talk about what Bob meant and all of that good stuff.
You know, it's like you think for a second, I really didn't feel sad when Bob left. And I know that that may be perceived as bad.
Well, he's 88. He had a good life.
I just feel like he did so many of the things that he wanted to do. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the video by Jake Ducey, but he talked to Bob 2 months before he died. And Bob said that he can't wait to die.
Wow.
And because he wants to see what's next. And that just seems like his personality and just matches up with everything that I feel about him and just the confidence that he had around him. I'm just, you know, I think that he's definitely doing the next step in the process. So I think it's exciting, not in a negative way there, but, you know, I think that he just made such a huge impact on this world, and the excitement that was around him is just going to live on for years. And he's known as one of the biggest names in this industry, and I think he'll continue to be for, I mean, I don't even know what's going to happen with that group with Bob gone, because Bob was the company to me.
Right. Yeah. Proctor Gallagher definitely won't look the same, right? There's no way that it could. But they certainly learned something from him. So I'm sure that there's a successor and they have a plan for it. You know, Bob always had a plan, and, you know, I'll never forget watching his Born Rich series on YouTube. And I mean, it's dated and it's old, but man, there is some, he tells some fantastic stories, some great jokes. And some awesome real life lessons. And if it's like 10 hours, but, you know, you can do it 30 minutes a day. And I promise if you go into it with an open mind, you're going to learn something. 100%.
And Bob would say to sit down and talk with him now, you know, because that's what he was all about. I mean, he would talk to Neville. He would talk to, I can't think of the guy's name right now. The guy that does the recordings, but he would have all the people sitting at a boardroom table talking to him and giving him advice and, you know, just living it, as if it was, instead of them not being here anymore. So, just huge impact on my life. My absolute favorite Bob video, if anybody wants to go check it out, is The Law of Vibration by Bob Proctor. It'll come up. It's got like an aqua background. Really a great one. It's an hour and a half. It's two hours. It's over 2 hours.
It's the one where he's like obviously in a boardroom teaching it to do like a company or something. But it's really good.
I've watched it over 100 times minimum, but I can't remember how long it was, whatever. But you know, I've sent it to a couple people and they say, they're like, Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not into multi, what is it? Multi-level marketing, MLM. I'm not into MLM. I'm like, you just watched any of that and all you got from it was that he's talking to people that are in a multi-level marketing sales. It's like, you're definitely not listening or you're not ready to listen. One of the two.
We'll try again in a year. We'll try again in a year. Pate, so I want to talk about something that happened in my life this week that really kind of was the reason why I thought overcoming fear was a good idea and a good topic to discuss. And it's not that serious, but to me it actually was. Okay. I've needed tires on my truck for at least 4 months. But I have no idea about tires. I don't really know anything about vehicles, and I didn't know what kind of tires would be best for me to get. So I was afraid of obviously the unknown, but also afraid of looking stupid and putting myself out there and starting the search for these tires. So obviously I enlisted the help of you, Rusty, because you know so much about tires and everything else. But even with you giving me kind of 10 things I needed to say and almost giving me the entire talk track and texted me the phone numbers to the place, I still waited a week before I called them. And in that time frame, you know, we had like 7 inches of snow. I could have had so much fun driving this vehicle around, but instead I just had bald tires on my truck and couldn't go anywhere. Thank God there weren't any emergencies where I had to get out. But anyway, long story short, I eventually called the place, ended up putting a lift on my truck, putting much bigger tires on my truck. It looks great. It rides great. It rides the way I wanted to. But long story short is everything I wanted about the truck I now have because I overcame the fear to make that initial phone call. Could all that be any sillier? Could all that be any sillier?
Well, it's like the thing is – is so many people hear that story and their first thought is, well, so the money wasn't the part that you had to overcome.
No, no.
And so you see what I'm saying? And it's like, that is the difference. That is the absolute best example that I can give. The question that you asked me earlier about, you know, how I can remain confident or move forward with my life or, you know, do different things is it's like, I just know that it's going to be okay, regardless of, you know, what everything negative out there that could happen is not going to happen. That's just the way that I think.
Right.
And it's like, that's exactly what happened with these tires. And it does look, the truck looks awesome now. We should put a picture of the truck up so people could see it, but then this isn't going to be on YouTube, so that doesn't matter. But but anyway,
I'll just show a picture of the truck anyway and be like, if you know,
we can do a short, you know, and say, hey, what do you think of my new truck and tires? And people will be like, oh my God, I can't stand it. I love
pizza
it.
Cutters.
I love it. It's like, you know, some people will say they love it. Some people will say they hate it because people like different things.
Or they'll be like, is this video about overcoming fear or is it a video about Matt's truck?
I don't think
I don't know.
I don't know if we should add that.
I'm adding it because I don't care. I don't care. Let's see. What else? What else? Oh, I do want to talk about this because Saturday of last week, I got a lot accomplished. Okay. There was a lot had built up in my life, and like they were just like piddly stuff, like go to the post office and do this, send this back, handle this, do this. And I knocked out like 5 or 6 things. And up until that point, there was like just an overwhelming feeling of pressure squeezing down on me, right? I couldn't think about anything else. Like I was doing crappy at work. I was doing crappy on podcast stuff. I wasn't doing well, like interacting with people that I love. And the second I eliminated that to-do list, I was a completely different person. So again, I wasn't doing a lot of those things just simply because either I was afraid of one thing or scared of another, or I like it had to be done in a very specific kind of order. But once those things were done, I felt amazing. And so I wanted to talk about the after effects of productivity really quick and how important it is to, if you think it needs to be done, that you should get it done, because that's a roadblock stopping the things that you're trying to manifest from happening, because it's a step that you think you need to take. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I know I went the way around, but short bursts of productivity can make you feel incredible.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when me and Matt talk on the phone, and we talk on the phone quite a bit every day, usually, we're always talking about something about law of attraction or work or something that we need to do in our life, something we need to do together. And there's several things that are on our checklist of things to do that we haven't done. Mm-hmm. And it's painful. It really is, because we need to relieve that pain of holding on to those things and just make the move on them. And, mm-hmm. you know, one part of me, I always know that there's going to be another one of those items on the list.
Yeah.
Because it's going to, once we complete the items that are on the list now, I know we're going to add something new to the list. And it's just so sad to see people that don't even have a list.
Right. Right.
You know, and so what's worse? Is it worse to have a list that you haven't checked things off of, or is it to have no idea what you want to do? No mm-hmm. list. And it's definitely having a list that hasn't been checked off is way better than having no direction whatsoever. And so that's why it's so important to just take that step and write those goals down, get that vision board done, meditate on the things you want, visualize the things that you want, feel the things that you want, and, you know, talk to your family about what they want to do, and, you know, get goals going together, get goals going with friends, get goals going inside your businesses, get goals going in every direction, and get a direction for your life. And that's just like everything that you need, like right there. And it sounds like the simplest thing I've ever heard. And people don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It took me like 6 months to make that first goal list when we started this whole trip. And, you know, that's with you pestering me every day, asking me if I had done it. So if you couldn't get me to do it any faster, it's obviously a disease.
That was just for me, though. Me,
you know? That was what?
Just for me. That was just for me.
I know. So what else? Hey, since we talked about overcoming fears, do you have any weird phobias? Like one I have is I am, what's the word? I can't even think of it. And I've got it listed right here. I'm claustrophobic. I'm terrified of tight spaces. I can't watch movies where people are swimming and they got to go through this tight tunnel. Or they're crawling like cave dwelling or whatever, and they got to crawl through this tunnel. If there's any fear that they might get stuck, I can't watch it anymore. So I wonder if you really have anything like that.
Watching something on TV could not frighten me.
I get it. I have a severe claustrophobia, though.
No, I mean, the thing is, no, I really don't. I'm not going to go up and touch a spider or handle snakes. I don't have a desire to do either one of those things.
You're not petrified.
But yeah, I'm not like freaked out. Oh, you know what? I've got a story, but I overcame it. So it works out.
Okay.
So I was so scared of bees and wasps.
Nice.
Like would run away like a little girl, right?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with running away like a little girl. Do you know what it is when you're afraid of insects? It's entomophobia. Entomophobia. Okay,
but flying, for the flying stinging insects specifically. But anyway, it started from, I was 4 or 5 years old and I was playing softball. And do you remember those things where you would step on, it was like the water softball, and you step on the pedal and it would shoot the softball up?
Okay, yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the plastic play school one?
Vaguely.
And so I stepped on it and there was literally a bee on that. And the stinger it looked like a little plank of wood in the bottom of my foot, because it was like in between my, the toe and the foot, you know.
Oh, wow.
So it hurt horribly. And from that point forward, I probably was stung 5 or 6 additional times from that, and it just really messed me up. But it's what got me over it is someone that I know took their hand and just smashed a wasp.
Okay.
Like just sitting there and just smashes it. And so there was another one, and so I smashed the wasp, and I was like, wow.
Fear overcome.
Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished.
So you're saying I just need to swim through a tight tunnel and
I'm saying I'm
put myself in a box and I'll be fine.
I'm going to tie you up, put you in a tiny box for like 5 hours. And I guarantee you, you'll be like, that was not that bad.
Will it be quiet in there?
Yes.
Oh, then I might like it.
Completely soundproof, unless it makes it worse for there to be noise.
Become a part of the Unscrewed Mind by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Unscrewed Mind. Also, feel free to email Rusty and I. Our address is unscrewedmind@gmail.com. Tell us what you thought of the show, pitch a subject for a future show, or just say hi. And until next time, stay grateful.